A Jewish Journal article. Texas Governor Abbott signs executive order addressing campus anti-Semitism. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order on Wednesday requiring college campuses to take tougher action against anti-Semitism on campus. The executive order stated that incidents of anti-Semitism have increased since Hamas attack, and the proliferation of anti-Semitism at public universities is particularly concerning, and that some radical organizations have engaged in unacceptable actions on university campuses. Protected free speech areas on Texas university campuses, as well as the buildings and parking lots of Jewish student organizations, have been covered in anti-Semitic graffiti. Multiple protests and walkouts have been staged by universities' student organizations, with students chanting anti-Semitic phrases such as, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which has long been used by Hamas supporters to call for the violent dismantling of the State of Israel and the destruction of the Jewish people who live there, the executive order continued. While the state recognizes free speech, such speech can never incite violence, encourage people to violate the law, harass other students or Texans, or disrupt the core educational purpose of the university, it stated. The executive order mandates college campuses to review and update free speech policies to address the sharp rise in anti-Semitic speech and acts on university campuses and establish appropriate punishments, including expulsion from the institution, and use the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, definition of anti-Semitism in their policies. Campuses will have to discipline groups such as the Palestine Solidarity Committee and Students for Justice in Palestine that violate the policies. Anti-Semitism is never acceptable in Texas, and we will do everything we can to fight it, Abbott said in a statement. The state of Texas stands with Israel and the Jewish community, and we must escalate our efforts to protect against anti-Semitism at Texas colleges and universities and across our state. Across the country, acts of anti-Semitism have grown in number, size, and danger to the Jewish community since Hamas' deadly attack on October 7. Texas took immediate action to protect Jewish schools, synagogues, and other key locations. Many Texas colleges and universities also acted quickly to condemn anti-Semitism, but some radical organizations on our campuses engaged in acts that have no place in Texas. Now, we must work to ensure that our college campuses are safe spaces for members of the Jewish community. The Combat Anti-Semitism Movement lauded Abbott's executive order, noting that the use of IHRA on campuses has shown to be one of the most effective tools for identifying and countering on-campus anti-Semitism. We thank Governor Abbott for his leadership in taking this crucial step to ensure a safe learning environment for Jewish students in Texas. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, criticized the executive order, contending that while anti-Semitism is a real problem on campus, today's executive order relies on a definition of anti-Semitism that reaches core political speech, including criticism of Israel. The order also singles out student organizations by name, suggesting these groups should draw official scrutiny on account of their views. By chilling campus speech, the executive order threatens to sabotage the transformative power of debate and discussion, FIRE added. That's in sharp contrast to Texas state law, which wisely recognizes freedom of speech and assembly as central to the mission of institutions of higher education. When speech on contentious issues is subject to punishment, minds cannot be changed. The House Young Republicans thanked Abbott in a post on X for taking a bold stand against anti-Semitism. After our own experience last week, when pro-Hamas supporters threatened to burn down our venue for hosting a pro-Israel event, it's encouraging to see Republicans at all levels stand up for what's right. The Young Republicans group was referencing a March 19 event featuring Consul General of Israel to the Southwest Livia Link Reviv that was subsequently canceled. Thank you, at GregAbbott_TX, for taking a bold stand against anti-Semitism. After our own experience last week, when pro-Hamas supporters threatened to burn down our venue for hosting a pro-Israel event, it's encouraging to see Republicans at all levels stand up for what's right. https://t.co/hbale1xdig. Houston Young Republicans, at Houstoner, March 27, 2024.